Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world. From fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of running shoes, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, girls. Welcome back to the podcast. This week, we are going to be talking about difficult decisions. And the reason that I am talking about this week is because my husband, Alan, and I are trying to decide on something difficult. And I know, you know, difficult decisions can be a very wide range of basically anything. but how we make difficult decisions, I think, really makes a difference in how things go in the future and during the process. So I want to talk to you girls about that kind of process today. So, you know, how do you deal with making difficult decisions? What do you do? Where do you turn? You know, who is it that you're looking to help you with decisions like this? And so the first thing I did was I stressed, okay? I'm just going to let my nitty-gritty and ugly life stuff hang out for you in this episode. So my husband called me. Oh, I just dropped my notebook. My husband called me Monday night, and it was late. He had to go back to work, and I was getting ready to go to bed. And we started talking about something that could change things for us. And I then proceeded not to sleep. I laid there in the bed for Lord knows how long because I just didn't know what to do and didn't know what to think. And so I did pray about it, but I also laid there and worried until I fell asleep. And so then the next day, I consumed myself with research about the particular thing that we're talking about. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to like go into what it is because we're just not ready and it may not even happen. But it is something, you know, that we need to think about and prepare for. So I'm not ready to quite throw it out there yet, but we are talking about how to make decisions like this. So, like I said, the next day I kind of sat around and consumed myself with research and what to do and things that needed to be learned about this decision and how it would affect us, you know, in the immediate and in the long term. And so I wasted hours and hours on the computer and, of course, more worry. And I don't necessarily think that that was the best thing to do. But of course, I'm human and it happens. And I was concerned a lot. So then I made a pros and cons list. And I sat down and I made this list. And then throughout the rest of the day, I just continually added to it, like as I would think of things. It wasn't something that I could just sit down and get all the answers to in that one setting. Now, mind you, this is all one-sided. Alan's at work at this point. You know, we've gone into the next day. He's come home late, got up, and back at work, and I haven't had the chance to talk to him. And so this is all just me, you know, thinking on my side of things. And so with the research and the pros and cons list, and then, of course, all the other responsibilities during the day that I still have, you know, house, mom, errands, etc., I just continually added to the list. And so then I tried to honestly be very objective. So I tried to take myself out of the equation and put someone else in. And what I mean by that is like helping out a friend. You know, if your friend came to you with the same problem, what kind of advice would you give them and how would you advise them to handle it? So I sat back and tried to think of it that way. And it really did help a little bit because it made me a little bit more objective on how I would help my friend because it didn't concern me. You know, I was basically loving on someone else and whatever I thought really didn't matter. I was just trying to love on a friend. And that sounds kind of silly, but it really did help when I wasn't so consumed with figuring things out myself. And so the next thing that I did was I decided to seek wise counsel. And depending on your situation, your wise counsel will vary. So for me, the first thing that I did, obviously, was that I prayed about it. And I asked God to open my heart, to change my heart, to make me more receptive and not, basically not to be selfish. And then I reached out to a friend who has gone through this exact same thing. And has come out the other side of it. They've already gone into and completed. So that's where the wisdom came in. Now, obviously, not everyone's experience is going to be the same, but I knew that this friend had already done this in years past, and so I wanted more opinions. And I did this with about three or four people. So that I could get different perspectives, not to sit and complain about my problems, not to gossip about, you know, what was going on, or not to have a pity party either, because it is something that was stressful for me, but I also wanted different opinions because I value what my friends bring to the table. And so that was the reason for wise counsel. Then I decided to think about it in the long term. What was going to happen after this decision was made? How is it going to affect us in the long run? Not just tomorrow or 6 months from now or 2 years from now, but would this change our situation as my children continue to grow and get older and move away, and then it's just Alan and I? Then I tried to consider the opposite. And what I mean by the opposite is obviously you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision whether it's a yes or a no, or a go or a not to go, you know, or a hire or not to hire, whatever the situation is, you have to make one of the other decisions. It isn't a limbo type of situation. It either happens or it doesn't. And I tried to think of it in the opposite. And what I mean by that is not doing it. And if we didn't do it, how would that affect us again in the long term? So thinking about, you know, not doing whatever it is one way for you to think about the consequences, positive or negative consequences of that decision. Doing something trumps doing nothing at all times. Being in a limbo doesn't help anyone. So after I did all of that, and it took me quite a few days to get through, next I started to meditate and pray. Now, I did say earlier that I did pray and I have been praying about it, but I feel like when I actually sit down and take the time to be still and be quiet and meditate and pray, I have the opportunity to listen. I have the opportunity to let my mind rest, because difficult decisions like this, they can just keep you reeling and reeling. You know, like the first night that I couldn't sleep and the whole next day that I spent so much time researching and understanding and thinking about how things were going to go and whether I liked this or not or whether I wanted to do it or not. And so when I sat down and finally took the time to be quiet and be still, it gave me the opportunity to take myself again out of the equation and actually just sit and listen. Now, after I've told you all of these things that I've done to help me with this difficult decision, the time that has passed has been about 5-ish days, and I still have not come to an answer. So, in telling you this in this podcast, is not my goal to give you an answer for your problem. it's to hopefully help you along the journey in making wise decisions because you have taken yourself out. You have sought wise counsel. You have thought about the pros and the cons. You have prayed and listened for an answer about what you should do. I don't know what your situation is, and I don't know what your difficult decision is going to be. Now, once we make a decision, I will spread the love and give you guys a little bit more info. But at this time, we still haven't made a decision, but it is something that I really have been trying to work through, and I really hope that you girls can glean something from this when you walk through life in your difficult decisions yourself. So I hope it was helpful, girls, and I would love to hear back from you on any hard decisions that you have to make or have had to make in the past. And maybe we can share them on the podcast, because again, we are all girls adventuring the girl life, and we are going through all of this together. And I absolutely love communicating with you and hearing how we are doing the same things. So I hope it helped, girls. And before we go, as always, we do our crown and our flop. And so my flop for this week, absolutely, was letting myself reel on this for so long, just reeling and going and going and going through all of the scenarios and stressing myself out for something that might not even happen. So I want to make an effort in doing better next time and taking my own advice with difficult decisions. And of course, now the crown is not actually for me this week. It is for a friend of mine who is not new to online marketing or social media, but she is starting a new project, and it is going to be featuring basically what Christians look like. Everyday Christians who have regular lives just like you and me. And I am actually going to be one of her guests. And once she gets everything up and going, then I am going to have her as a guest on the podcast. So I cannot wait for her to get all of her little ducks in a row so that she can come and be with us. But I wanted to give you girls a heads up that she is going to be coming in the near future. And I cannot wait to see what her new project is going to look like. Because no matter what it is that she's doing, we are again all girls adventuring the girl life, and she is trying to better herself and build something for other people and her family. And I am so proud of her and so excited about what she's got going on. Her next adventure, it's coming to fruition very soon. And that is it for this week's episode of Adventuring the Girl Life. If you have enjoyed this episode, please remember to subscribe to the show and leave a review so that more girls can grow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next week, adventure on!